Well, it is a little too early for summer, but if you're thinking about summer, now is the time to start planning for it. And one aspect of this is the cost of travel. So today, I've invited Jill Gonzalez, an analyst for WalletHub, to discuss all the frequent flyer programs that are available and how these different airlines score. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thanks for having me back.
So the article was the 2019's best frequent flyer program and includes a custom calculator. Tell us a little bit about how things are measured and what you did to put this together.
Yeah, to help consumers really earn more free flights, other types of perks, we compared the 10 largest domestic airlines' loyalty rewards programs across almost 25 different metrics. So things like the value of a rewards point or mile to blackout date policies to if you're earning miles, how to do that retroactively, other types of membership perks like free upgrades. So we took all of these things into consideration to work out which is the best, specifically for what kind of traveler you are. If you're a light traveler, only spending $500 per year on flights, this is going to look very different than if you're a frequent flyer spending $10,000 a year.
Right. What kind of usage do these companies get? How many customers, what percentage of customers actually use miles to book their flights?
Only about 7% of flights now are paid with by points or miles. So a very small number. And that's interesting because so many travelers are willing to jump to a different airline if their flights prices are a little bit cheaper. A lot of people really do stick to these loyalty programs, even if they're never accumulating enough points to actually book an entire flight.
Right. Who benefits more, the airline or the consumer in this game of points?
Well, like most loyalty programs, it's typically whoever has that loyalty program, whoever is making that, in this case, that's the airlines themselves. And the basic here is that out of all of this little fine print, no matter which loyalty program you're sticking to, it always says, we have the right to reserve any changes to this. There may not be blackout dates now. There could be blackout dates
Sure.
later. Right now, your points are worth this. They could be worth something different
Yeah.
in a year from now. So, unfortunately, largely the airlines benefit from this.
I personally like to use credit cards with cash back because I feel like the Federal Reserve is playing a role in controlling the inflation of cash, the value of cash based on inflation. Whereas with a point program from an airline, they control the rate of inflation. They can say that, so many miles now only purchase some number lower than they did last year. As a matter of fact, looking at the difference between 2018 and 19, has there been much change between the value of these miles?
Not necessarily the value. I would say with some other specifics like blackout dates or miles expiration, that's where we see more movement, but the value, not too much.
What is the value typically per $100 of these points that you're getting?
Most of the time, if you're not a frequent flyer, it's going to be in the single digits. It's going to be anywhere from $5 to $9 for light or average flyers for every $100 you spend. There are some outliers there. Hawaiian Airlines offers the most rewards value, just over $21 per 100 spent. Alaska Airlines comes in second with around $18 per 100 spent. But that's again, if you're a very frequent
Yeah.
flyer.
How do you earn those values? Is it in the ability to secure a seat for no out-of-pocket cash?
Exactly. That's just on booking a flight, no out-of-pocket cash.
So $21 per $100 spent seems like an awful lot of money. Would you consider that a good value?
For these rewards programs, I would certainly say so. I mean, especially if you compare them to all of the other rewards programs that we take part in, whether it's Starbucks or Target, think about how much you're getting back on any of those for every $100 you spend. I don't think
Yeah.
many are
No, not at
$20.
all. Not at all. And my 2.5% cash back isn't really very good compared to $9, which is the lower end. Surely not anywhere close to the $21 in value. What about expiration of points? Do most carriers allow unlimited expiration, or do they cap the expiration date on these points?
Well, there's only two that don't allow miles to expire because of inactivity. So those are Delta and JetBlue. The others, typically your miles expire after inactivity of 24 to 36 months or as low as 12 months. Yeah.
So it pays to know which airline is going to allow you to keep those miles for the longest period of time, obviously, because if you're doing it to accumulate points and then you're going to lose them through disuse, that's not helping you out one little bit. What about the ability to use these points with partner airlines?
We also looked at partner airlines here just because with so many different hubs, it's important that one, your airline works with partner airlines, and two, many allow you to earn when you fly with partners, but not necessarily redeem. So 7 of the 10 largest airlines do allow reward program members to both earn and redeem miles with partner carriers. Those that do not have partnerships are Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country.
Let's talk about those particular airlines and compare across the board. So give me the list of airlines that showed up in your study.
So we use the 10 biggest domestic airlines here: Delta, United, JetBlue, Southwest, Hawaiian, Alaska, American Airlines, Frontier, Sun Country, and Spirit. Okay.
And you measured the value of these points based upon what type of flyer, whether you were a frequent flyer, which is approximately spending how much per year?
So a frequent flyer is upwards of $7,000 per year. An average flyer is about $4,000 per year, a little bit less than that. And a light flyer only spends around $500 per year. And this is all just on airline travel, not just all travel.
Let's talk about the light flyer. So what were the best airlines for someone who spent around $500, maybe $1,000 a year?
For light flyers in particular, the best airlines, number one was Delta, number two was Southwest, and number three was United.
Okay. Now, I noticed in the study, Delta really scored high across the board. So before we actually get into that, what about if you're a moderate flyer spending about $3,000 a year? What were the top three there?
For moderate, again, Delta number one, United number two, and Southwest number three.
And frequent?
Frequent flyers, Delta was number one, JetBlue was number two, and United was number three.
Looking at the report or looking at the article, and by the way, the article is 2019's Best Frequent Flyer Programs, and I'm speaking with Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub. Delta really scored high across the board.
It did. So a lot of that comes down to just how many daily flights, country served, destination served it goes to. Partner coverage, it has the most partners out of all of these airlines, which is 40 in all, and you can both earn and redeem with all of them. And for value per $100 spent, it's not the most, but because it does not allow expiration on inactivity, I think that's kind of what made up for it.
Also, these companies, including Delta, serve a lot of markets. It's one thing to have a high dollar value, but if it's Hawaiian Airlines, it's not serving that many markets. So it's maybe somewhat of an unfair comparison. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say for Hawaiian and Alaska, I mean, they're still a couple of the 10 largest domestic airlines, so certainly serving a lot of people. But in terms of how many hubs they actually have, how many destinations they service, that's obviously a lot less.
The article is 2019's Best Frequent Flyer Program. There's a custom calculator to help you. My guest, Jill Gonzalez, an analyst for Wallet Hub who handles the personal finance and credit card related part of the site. Thank you so much for joining me, Jill.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks.
So to hear this and any interview again, and if you have any questions for the show, we love your questions. Come to our website, which is stevepomerantz.com. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly update for all the upcoming live events and important topics that we've covered this week straight into your mailbox. That's stevepomerantz.com.